This episode of Grown Man Coloring, this shitty fucking angry episode of Grown Man Coloring.
Grown men losing
in ball hockey and getting really fucking mad about it.
Getting right
and having shit
it.
Fits in front of the biggest crowd that we've had all year.
I think there was 100 people.
There was maybe 10. There's maybe 10 people. Still the biggest crowd we've had all year.
There was a lot up there. I'm not even being silly. That's about what it was.
You thought there was 85 people watching our game?
There was a lot of people. Like, it was packed from left to right, the length of the rink. Yeah. So.
Well, is brought to you by Josh Kyle.
Is what it is. Josh wasn't there, but
he wasn't there. He's played ball hockey before, and I wish he would have.
Yeah, we could have
been there. We could have used him today. He's a pretty good player.
We would have given you three of our guys for him.
By the way, the shit fits in front of the loudest crowd we've ever had were not yours truly or my precious co-hosts' shit fits. They were other shit fits.
Yeah, well, rightfully so.
There is such thing. I mean, I would never say...
Yeah, you're not really one to talk.
Well, I didn't conduct my... I mean, I didn't play a very good game, but I didn't conduct myself. I conducted myself like a little bit of an asshole when I was trying to tell our team captain that we really need to fucking change this new game plan that we've decided to do on the last game of the season. Well, other than that, I was a scholar and a gentleman. Well, I wasn't a scholar, but I was a gentleman out there.
Well, let's paint this picture for like we were up. We had to win tonight.
We had to tie tonight.
Yeah, we had to tie tonight, and they had we had to win.
We had a half goal lead to start the game.
We had to win or tie tonight.
In order to win a best of two series. Yeah. Don't ask why best of twos. It should be at least a best of three. But ice time or floor time is scarce. They do a best of two. And if you can win and tie, then you win. If you win and the other team wins, then you got to play overtime.
Yeah, and then that's your de facto third game, your rubber match right there.
Yes, is the overtime.
Right after. And
it'd be nice if they did like a 10-minute mini game not sudden death.
It'd be nice because...
But these are things you say when you lose in the overtime.
Absolutely, losers talk like this.
And winners say, well, you know, it's unfortunate that the format is the way that it is, but you know, we were able to win, and,
we capitalized on our chances.
We capitalized on our chances, and you know...
That's the other team right now, not us.
Yeah. Well, actually, the other team probably doesn't give a flying fuck what the format is. They're just happy they won.
We would have certainly out of out-celebrated them.
I think so, too.
They seem quite despondent for whatever reason. But
well, they seem fairly... I mean, the goalie charged to the net where they scored and celebrated. I think a few gloves maybe went in the air.
Okay.
I was
It was very civilized. It was very Canadian.
It was fairly civilized. I was hoping that we would act that way had we won.
No.
But I'm pretty fucking positive that we would have acted like we just won the World Series.
Banana balls.
I would have preferred to, act like you've done it before. Act like you've been there, but that would not have happened.
Yes.
We would have our shit would have yard sailed everywhere.
Yes, it'd be quite a cleanup.
So at least there's that.
Yes, we saved a great deal on arena maintenance.
Yeah.
There's that, yes.
We saved, and it was funny that we had to wait for every one of their players to touch the cup before we could shake hands. I guess that's what happens in the NHL, but we're not playing in the NHL.
Yeah, it was kind of awkward.
It's like, at one point the ref's like, do you guys want to do a quick handshake?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, let's do that so we can get the fuck out of here.
Let's just do this. They can take their picture after.
Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here.
You're rubbing salt in the wounds. Yeah.
Whatever. I mean,
some of us were more wounded than others. I certainly wasn't. But
I'm not that sad about it.
If I was in net, I would be very upset. I'd be much more upset. But I bounce back from things, too. Because you don't. If you're a goalie and you don't bounce back, you don't stay a goalie.
Yeah.
Because all a goalie can do is lose a game. You can't score the goals, you see.
Well, you can, but you're
never
going to score the winning goal.
You never win the game.
Unless there's a big mistake.
You physically can never win the game. You can only ever lose it. The wins and the losses do get pegged on you, but you never actually do the act of winning.
Yeah.
Or creating
the
winning. I don't know. You are the loser...
You are the loser or the not loser.
Yes,
or you got scored on.
You were the not loser. That's best.
You didn't lose the puck and into the net.
You either lose or unlose.
But you don't win unless you save the puck so fucking hard that it goes in the other net.
Exactly. And that, yes. Yeah. And
that's pretty much impossible. Or you could shoot on an empty net. I suppose you could. I don't think a goalie has ever scored the winning goal before.
I don't.
Has it ever happened that a goalie scored an empty netter with a one goal lead? And then a team has come back and scored on him after he scored the goal, so then his goal would go down as the winner?
Don't know the answer to that.
How many goalies have scored goals and gotten shutouts?
I don't know.
I know Jose Theodore did that once, allegedly. Martin Brodeur might have done that once when he scored on the Habs in overtime, but I think we might have scored on him.
Okay.
But I don't know. I'm wondering how, because that would be a pretty sweet stat, especially if it was like a 2-0 win.
Okay.
So you got a shutout in like a tight 1-0 game, and you scored the insurance goal. That would be a nice stat for, I'm handling this loss on the right side of bipolar.
You're usually pretty angry.
Yeah,
you don't take losing this well ever. What's up?
You having a breakdown? You having a stroke?
Or something?
I think what's going on is like I just feel like we beat ourselves.
Yeah.
And maybe you should be more upset when that happens. Yeah. But it was just, it felt like, lot of the time it felt like it was out of our hands. I didn't have a very good game today. I don't feel like I had a terrible game.
I didn't really do
that many things bad, but I didn't do anything good. And I didn't have, when it's the final, when it's the fucking final, I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's fucking Crokinole. When it's the fucking final of anything, you need to have a good game. You need to have a great game when it's the fucking final. I did not have a great game. I didn't have a good game. You need to perform well when it's... I would say that I had a bad game. That might be a little harsh. I don't know that I had a bad game. I just had a whatever game. And you can't have fucking whatever games for the final. You can't do that. I've played my best ball hockey. Sorry, Scott. I've played my best fucking ball hockey during the playoffs. And fucking big game. Game two. Clinch the fucking cup. Get to play with that little plastic replica cup if you win, and I had my worst. Maybe I did not have a good game, and that hurts me.
Yeah.
And what else hurts me is I felt like a lot of shit was just out of our hands. We decided spur of the moment decision. We got to the fucking game late, so that was a bit of. I don't know that was the be all and the end all. It was a little bit discombobulating. I started freaking out. Because whenever I'm late for games, I always think that we have 25-minute halves and not 20-minute halves. And I showed up, and there was like 18 minutes left in the first half. Yeah. We play one runtime half and one stop time half. And there was like 18 minutes left in the first half, and I was like, what the fuck? They started early for the fucking final. Why did they do that? Meanwhile, they probably started, like, right on time.
Right on the letter, yeah.
Maybe not. They might have started a little early. I got upset. I even yelled at the ref a little bit. We got some bad calls.
That's why, dummy?
Well, it might be. Because, who knows, they're amateur refs. You should never ref a game and be like, oh, now I'm out to screw these people because they're not being very nice to me, so I have to try to fuck them over now.
Of course.
You should never officiate sports like that, but these are amateur officials. Yeah. They're human. They're probably inexperienced. I don't know how many of them have even played sports before. Who even knows? The one ref is like the head ref, and I'm sure he's played sports, but the other ref, the shitty ref, probably, I don't know, maybe he has, maybe he hasn't, but they might actually get like that and be like, oh, those fucking, he was mean to me. We gotta fuck them over. And I might be the reason that the refing...
I doubt it, but it's funny.
The refing was bad today, I will say that. We did not get our share of calls. That's not why we lost.
We didn't get help on that.
We did not get helped. We took too many penalties, regardless of reffing or not. We did. Some of those, well, at least I think one of those penalties shouldn't have been. I think every other penalty call was our own fault. But the penalty they got you on was fucking horseshit. That was a bad call. High sticking the ball is a ball hockey rule.
Yeah.
You know, in hockey, when you high stick the puck and the play goes on, and if the team touches the puck after a high stick, it's blown down and it's a face off. Yeah. In ball hockey, it's a fucking penalty. You know, because I guess, you know, we're too.
Don't be a dummy. Be safe.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah.
It's dumb. And you did not high stick that ball, but he called it high sticking. The good ref called it high sticking too, which is mind boggling. But whatever. Yeah, but we decided spur of the moment decision that we needed to play four lines of forward and four defense. Well, when all year we've played 6D and 9 forwards. We've played 3 lines of each, and all of a sudden we decided, oh, we need to go 4 lines with 4 defense. And I'm sorry, Scott. I don't take this the wrong way.
Whoa, what are you going to say?
Nobody on our team, I don't think we have any bad players on our team.
Oh, it's a beat.
But I think that the 3 worst players on our team, that's maybe not true. You know, some of our D-men, we only have one, well, the 4 D-men we had back there today, only one of them can shoot really good. I don't know that the 3 other D-men are our worst players. I'm not labeling anyone as a bad player. I don't think we have any bad players. But I would say that out of the 4 defensemen that we tasked with playing defense today, I would say 3 of those 4 are...
That guy's stuck.
I have to talk to the forestry farm worker right away. Hold on a sec. There's a steak night? Okay, right on. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We're at the zoo to have ostrich steak.
Yeah, we're going to eat monkey steak at the zoo. Hippopotamus steak.
Komodo dragon steaks.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, out of the 3, and I'm sorry, I'm including you in this.
Yeah, okay.
Out of the 3 of the 4, we tasked our defensemen with playing with 2 lines of D, which not only...
It was odd.
Which not only cools our forwards down, but it also puts a big strenuous assignment on, in my opinion, 3 of our 4 worst players on the team. And I don't mean that as bad players. Yeah, I just mean... 3 of our 4 weaker players on D. We got 1 D-man who's one of the better players on our team. And the other 3 D-men we had back there, one of them took 2 penalties tonight. And the other guys, although they made very good passes, perimeter passes today, you made a couple, and another guy don't shoot well. And we've got 2 guys that one of them is a bit of a defensive liability, but it's a skilled player. And one of them has probably been our 2nd best D-man all year. We decided to bump him up to forward all of a sudden. So now the forwards are fucking cold because we're playing 4 lines when we've played at the very most 3 lines all season. And on top of that, 3 of our 4 worst players on the team are seeing more ice time. Yeah. And, you know, so it was just, it was a lot. And I just didn't think it was a good idea. And yeah, we got all discombobulated. We took too many penalties. We played not to lose. We were scared. We played scared, is what I think. We thought about it too much. Can he get out? Can that guy get out if I park there?
I don't know. Keep going.
But, you know, I think that it's always very important to want it. It's good to have heart out there. But I think maybe, just maybe, sometimes you can want it too bad. Maybe that's not the right way to put it. I don't know that we wanted to win too badly, but I gotta get money. Fuck.
Well, let's Sorry, go back bud. Out.
Now we gotta get back out after we've just done this big fucking thing. Well, I guess we got more podcasts.
Yeah, I guess we
some other guy. I think that I don't know that you can want it too bad, but I feel like you can try too hard. It was like we got caught up in the moment. I knew we would. I should have posted something on our stupid fucking group chat about, you know, guys, like, let's just enjoy the moment. Let's not get all fucked up in our heads and all, you know, taken over by this big moment where we have a chance. I don't know that any of these guys have ever won a, even though it's at the D final. And given that
we're the B, technically.
Oh, are we?
Well, technically, there's one men's league. A top and a bottom. That's an A and a B.
Yeah.
I know it's more like a B.
It's not like really. It's like a consolation championship that we win. I mean, it's great. It's not the championship of all championships.
No.
But
I'm just
these guys are all coming in there. I don't know that they've ever won one of these. A few have. I don't know. But I know, you know, the guy who runs our team is, you know, it's, I feel like these guys, I mean, we've all been second best. We've only won anything once. Once or twice. Maybe you won it once. I've won it once. What I was involved with winning was a fucking consolation title, too. We didn't make the top playoff bracket and won the bottom one. So it's something, whatever. But I think these guys, and I think these guys got caught up with, oh, our chance to win a championship. We got to win a championship. And like, here we go. Let's go get it. And I think we got scored on early. We played not to lose. And we got caught up in the moment. And everyone got all stressed out. We came out and we changed our game plan and played four lines, which we'd never done. Yeah. I think that put us on behind the eight ball. We eventually switched after the first period.
I'll say one other thing that you haven't mentioned yet is that we as a team have played, and the reason I played goalie a lot.
You've had a great season in goal.
Let me finish. The reason that I've played goal so much this year is because the other goalie didn't want to play late, and we played almost every game late except maybe one or two of like 20 games. And tonight we happened to play at like 6:45, which is early.
Yeah, and that's early. Yeah,
that's frustrating for us as a team. Like, I was quite frustrated by that because usually we aren't playing for another 3-4 hours, you know.
And when you got kids, it's hard because a lot of kid stuff happens.
I'm not even thinking, I'm just talking from a psychological standpoint. Like, my body's used to being fully powered at 11,
taking
15,
naps before the game. And
11, you gotta drive this. I can't see.
Yeah, keep going.
But you, like, psychologically, that fucks with you when you've got to switch up your thing. It's like when you have a class. There's someone coming up.
I see him.
You can cross if you're in kind of turn.
Yeah, I guess. Cool.
It's like when you have a class and your class is every morning at 10 o'clock. And you get into the groove you get used to, you know, the activity with that class at 10 o'clock. So your mind gets into that class at that time frame. Then you go and write your final and it's at 3:30 on a Saturday or something like that. That fucking throws you right off. I learned this in school. I don't know.
You think it makes a difference?
It does. It really does. And like, I know for me especially, like, I'm used to being a lot more tired, like sleepy tired when I go to the hockey game because we play so stupid fucking late. And then this time we play at a reasonable time. And, you know, I put a lot of stock in. Maybe it's mind over matter. I mean, what isn't? But yeah, I think that can't not be stated enough, is that threw us off. I mean, it is Sundays though, but it's way out of our usual time. And we had a very consistent time set.
Yeah, 10, we 15, always played late 10, 15 all
to
year.
11:15 all year. Yeah.
I know for me it was a bit of a hindrance just because I had just got off work, and we came to the game together, and your son's soccer, or sorry, his hockey windup happened, and I'm not making excuses. I just feel like, I mean, I think I would have played better at an 11:15 time today, but that's on me because I had to work and I didn't get enough sleep, and you know, I'm a weirdo because I can play well at late nights because I'm a fucking night owl. I don't work right now.
It's a bullet point. It's not an excuse. It's just another in the laundry list. And like you said, changing the game plan. Like, it's like you put your pants on one leg at a time every day, and then tonight we decide to try doing both.
Well, we decided to wear long johns. We decided to wear thong underwears underneath our pants.
Exactly.
And we wanted to wear leggings.
Yeah.
We decided to wear a different pair of pants and a different pair of underwear.
Yes.
We didn't put our pants one leg on at a time. We changed our underwear and we wore different pants. And then while they were on our legs, we turned them into jorts. We cut off the legs and made shorts out of them.
The analogy went off.
And then
the
we
rails,
fucking
yes.
pissed and shit our pants and lost the fucking final.
And then we had a really hot date.
Yeah. And we asked the chick to go down on us.
She gave us two chances and we fucked it up both times.
Yeah. She saw the shit and piss in our pants and she said, well, you know, I'm a freak. I can work around that. And then she pulled off our pants and then we had crazy women's thong underwears on and she said, okay, I'm out. Strangely enough, I could handle the piss and shit, but I can't handle a man who wears women's underwears that have piss and shit in them. So you're sexist. Not getting laid tonight, and you don't get to win the championship.
That's right. More importantly, we lost. But
yeah. So it was disheartening. I They're good guys.
We deserved a little better, maybe, but
I don't know. We made. We fucking. We blew it. Like, we fucked ourselves.
You missed. Like, I remember we did a podcast and you were like, I think this is as good as this team's going to get. And then you were gone for 3 weeks and I played every one of those games. And that team I played in front of was amazing. You weren't there, but they were amazing. It was downright stupid.
After I had just said that we reached our peak.
No, yeah, we hit our apex. Nothing wrong with that. You know,
just not that good.
We're maybe third last, and that's fine. And then we went on a run while you were gone, and I was like, actually, these guys are pretty good. I don't think, you know,
playing well together.
I think maybe you should reconsider. But like, it goes, you know, and it happens, and then you come back. We played pretty well. Like, we had a good.
We did. I mean, the games that I played, that was a different
good late.
We're playing not as good. Every game I played that we played great and won in, though, we're playing weaker teams. We were playing really good teams all the games I was around.
You missed a big ton of, like, tough-ass games.
Yeah, I did. Those games, we played really good teams and won. Yeah, and I missed all those games.
Well, that is true. And we didn't win. Even our best games weren't wins. Our best games were the ones where we played the top teams, but we'd only lose by two, and it was like, hung with these fuckers, and they were really good. And, like, I'm a net back there, like, you know, going nuts and having a good game and just getting work and, you know.
It's too bad you weren't in net today, too.
We
would have been better off with you in net. Not getting to the rink right at game time and you not being dressed.
Our captain apologized for that. Like, he told me earlier this week, he's like, I'm so sorry. It's like, I'd really rather have you in there. And I'm like, I know.
You were the better goalie this year. You were our guy.
I'm not willing to say that. But
well, I am.
That's fine.
I am.
You go ahead. But I certainly felt I was back to my old goaltending self because I haven't
even played well. I mean, the playoff run, we played so well up until today in the playoffs. Yeah. You didn't get a lot of work, but you made some difficult saves in every one of those games that we won. Yeah. Today, you didn't make any difficult saves because you didn't get to play goalie. I almost
our own goalie, which was so fucking brilliant. But no, I was fighting the ball. Myself, I just felt like I was fighting the ball. It was going off my stick sideways, just like...
You had a good game. Like, I thought you played fine today. It wasn't you.
Thank you. But I,
I think
I'm harsh
our forwards struggled. We all kind of struggled in the first half.
The whole team just...
I think the four lines, we struggled. We played a bad first period. We started playing better, but a couple of our forward... One of our forward lines played bad defensively and led to a lot of turnovers when we were on a power play and we got scored on. I didn't have a good game. I needed to play great, and I played not awful. And, you know, I could have contributed. I mean, we all could have. I mean, it's everyone.
Collectively shat the pants.
We collectively shat our pants. We just did as a team.
Yeah.
You know, and some of the time, you know, I felt helpless and that, you know, there was nothing I could do. But there's always something you can do. You got to, if you're not on the ice enough, you got to make good with the chances that you are on the ice. But, you know, some of the time, you know, it was... I was next to go on the ice for overtime, but they scored on us before that. Not that it would have made a difference. I just had to go get some money, so I'm back again.
Well, we should
wrap this. Guy's got a pretty good mustache. You see that guy's duster?
It was pretty good. I think he was Indian or something.
Well, obviously.
It was good. I mean, it was a good look. It was a good look. Yeah, no, totally. I don't know how to stop this thing. Okay, I can't stop this crazy thing.
Here, you drive and go on your phone.
Okay, I'm not going to let you close the show out anymore. Unless you actually have something to say.
It's garbage.
I monopolized this fucking episode. I guess I had to vent about the...
It's played out.
Like, you do it one way, and then all of us... I hate when managers in sports do these things. And sometimes... Sometimes when it matters the most, you do got to change it. Because there's times when managers make the dumb decision where they go, well, we've been doing it all season this way, so we got to stay with what we've been doing. And it's like, well, it's the fucking playoffs or it's the fucking championship. You got to do it different. But this was the wrong kind of different. It iced our forwards, and I feel like our forwards, are, you know, other than one guy that we got on defense... With the four that we had out on defense today, are generally our most skilled guys per capita. And we took them out of the game.
This was the game plan for game 15, you know, like when, holy fuck, everybody showed up for once.
And that was the other thing that sucked is
everyone
showed up, and one buddy that showed up and took some penalties and hasn't been there.
This is double. This is double.
You're sure?
Yeah.
Okay, and you know, one guy that, you know, when whatever, I mean.
See, it's double.
Okay, it is. Yeah. All right. Yeah, but you get everyone showing up, and that happens, but it's rough when one guy hasn't been showing up much, and then he doesn't. I'm not laying blame. We all lost, but I mean, he could have had.
It didn't help, but it did.
Don't take penalties, whatever. I mean.
Close this fucker out.
All right. What should I say?
Losing is great, but you know what's really great?
Oh, I'm not gonna
you're supposed to
that.
Cut it out.
Losing's not great.
That's
though.
The yeah. See, that's the plain.
I can't say that. I will refuse to.
Losing isn't great, but you know what's even not great? Fuck! I fucked it up.